Good afternoon, everybody. I am back. I'm just about to put the dishwasher on and some washing. Whoops, I've kicked the dog's water bowl. That's never a good start. Luckily, it's not full, so I didn't spill. Okay, I'm just going to... got a few last-minute bits in. There's nothing more annoying than thinking, oh, I didn't bring my cup down from upstairs. I'm just picking their bowls up from this morning. I'm sure I can fit these in, that's why. And I've got a Lammy's now, which is right over the other side of the room. There it is. Now, let's do that. Okay. Where are you going to fit, Mrs.? That's it. I could fit a few more things in, but it's pretty much full. And it didn't go on yesterday, and I like it to go on it. It usually goes on every day. And I don't know about you, but if you leave it more than that, it starts to smell a bit unpleasant. So I'm actually going to put two tablets in and put it. It doesn't smell, you know what I mean? It's just because it's got dirty plates and stuff. We've got two tablets for luck, and I can just about fit two in here, I think. In the compartment, I think I can. These aren't the squashy ones, though. I like the, I think they're Quantum, finished Quantum ones, but they're expensive, so I only buy them when they're on special offer. Well, I buy all my finished ones. There's always something that's on special offer. I've done it. Okay. There is always something now. It's gone on 2-0. I usually do put it on a special program if it's full. That's the fuse plug. Switch, I should say. Okay, I've just turned it off. Okay. There's no way of telling until you go and press the program button and then it doesn't do anything. That's it. Okay. Why is that not starting up? Well, bugger you. That's not like you... Oh, the door's not shut properly. Why didn't that shut properly? Let's try again. If it'll let me. Sometimes dishwashers have a mind of their own. Well, mine always do. It's not. I think it's just because I'm blind and I can't see what the screen's doing. And you have to rely on how many times you press it. And sometimes it might press more than once without you knowing or something like that. Now, I'm only putting half a load on here because I'm just putting a few things of a certain colour. And now where's my washing powder here now? I'm trying some different ones. I've got Persil. Non-biological, the squishy things, I love them, I love to burst them, they smell lovely and they feel nice. Now I was told not to use them years ago and I forgot. I went and bought them and then I thought, oh, they told me, some washing machine engineer told me not to use these, so I think I'll use these ones and then I won't get any more, because he said the gunk from the, like the jelly stuff, clogs up the pipes. I'm actually going to put it in with the washing because... You can do that. Now we've got these plugs that switch on because plugs plug in under the worktop where you can't reach them. Well, you can reach the washing one, but you can't reach this one because you can't because the washing machine is in front of it. Since the fire, they fitted these switches, so it effectively turns the plugs on and off, but from the worktop. They look like a plug socket without the holes, if you know what I mean. Oh dear. Oh well, I'll be around down here for a while, so we'll see what happens. I'm going to move my phone away so you don't get too much water noise. I'm very conscious of that because sometimes people do these lovely audio boos. You can't hear a damn word they're saying. They either move the phone around too much. I mean, we all do that sometimes. Or it's going... Actually, I'm going to bring it over here. I'll put it too far away now. And I'll turn the radio off. It's only sports crap and I hate sports, so... Sorry about that. Bang. Oh, no, you're on top of the dishwasher now. I can't win here today. Okay, let me put you over here. Okay, if I put you on the windowsill, you'll be too near the tap running. I'm going to put you there. I just have to shout. I'm just going to quickly wipe the worktops down. And then I'm going to make myself a coffee. I'm not going to go and dialyse. Oh, great stuff. I nearly forgot. Sometimes I forget. I don't know how I ever can, but I do. I need to set reminders sometimes. I went back to sleep earlier. I did all the crap. I did the dog's run, disinfected it out and all that. And then I did the cat's crap and disinfected that all out and stuff. And then I gave the floor another quick wash over. Actually, I did that before I used the water elsewhere, just to be sure. And then I lay down, thought I'll just listen to an audio book for 5 minutes, and I fell asleep. So I didn't really sleep. I slept last night, but I didn't sleep for many hours. I think it was probably about 2.5. So I guess I must have needed it. Anyway, here I am. I slept for about 2 hours, actually. I got some texts. One text woke me up, one from Obi didn't. I've only just seen that. And one from my friend, which is good news because she's going to train with her new dog in a couple of weeks. She's, I think I did talk about it on Audio Boo. She's the one that a year ago, I think it was on the 25th of this month, it'll be a year, she lost her 9-year-old guide dog to cancer. And then she, in March, I think it was in March, she trained with a new dog. That was a golden retriever. She trained with a German Shepherd Cross golden retriever. And she had lymphoma. Well, she was dead within a couple of months. She had to be put to sleep. So that was really awful. Hope you can hear me. That was really awful. Having to have the dog put to sleep. She was ill, you know, she'd only had her about a month and she started to be ill. She just thought she didn't want to work because she wouldn't go out the gate one day, and then she started not eating and stuff. It's really sad because she was such a young dog, she wasn't even 2. And she said she was a really good guide. She didn't ask for a particular breed, that's just what came up. And then they brought another one out to see her quite soon after that, but she said she was too slow. She kept stopping all the time. And, you know, when you're working, well, I think you can do without it full stop, but especially when you've got deadlines to make every day. She works as a physiotherapist in a hospital in Wales, down near Swansea, actually. So now, after about 4 months, they brought out a little dog to see her. It's a little black lab called Flora. My friend's name's Laura, so they're going to be Flora and Laura, which is quite funny, or Laura and Flora. I had a dog called Mandy once. People used to get, because it's a human's name, people used to call me Mandy all the time. I got used to it. I answered to it in the end. In the end, you do. Because you know they're talking to you, and you feel like you can't be bothered to say, oh, remember, that's the dog, do you know what I mean? So you just don't bother to tell them in the end. You just go, yeah, okay. I'll see you next week, Mandy. And then you presume they are actually talking to you and not the dog. Knowing us, some sighted people, you might be forgiven for thinking that actually they're talking to the dog. I don't want to spray water on my phone, so I'm going to put you up on the microwave. I mean, not spray. I don't want to get water on my phone. Now, where's my spray gone? Where's my spray? Here it is. My kitchen spray. I didn't spray over here because the phone was in it. It certainly doesn't feel dirty, and I don't think it will. Doesn't get dirty in this bit because it's next to the sink, so it's not really where you get stains. That's where you make, where we make tea. You get little drips. So, hey ho. There we go. That'll do. Okay. I've got a load of recycling to put out, but I'll do that. I usually do that in the evening. So, I will make no exception to the rule. Now I think it's time for a coffee. So I'm actually going to do something. Whoops, got the rotor up now. Ah, oh, shut up! I really ought to turn the speech off when I'm recording, but you know, I just can't be bothered. Now I'm putting you're on top of the cooker now, which is something I never would do normally, but I'm not cooking, so. I'm about to fill up my Tassimo machine. I'm going to empty the tank and put some fresh water in. It's been in there a couple of days. Well, actually, it might be a day. Because me and Connor drink tea most days when we've got the tea. Otherwise, we have to slum it with PG tea bags, which are actually fine, but Tassimo makes it a really nice, thirst-quenching, strong cup of tea. Because it's Twinings, not Tassimo, it's Twinings breakfast tea. Now, it would help if I switched it on at the wall, and certainly, where is it? I've got too many plugs here now. Get a cup. One day, I forgot to put a cup underneath, didn't I? I knew it would happen one day, but luckily it's got... I'll have to have a certain cup. A certain type of cup. I'm very fussy about cups. I'll only drink certain things in certain cups. Okay, I'm lucky there is one of the ones I want. Now I've got to have the game of finding out which. Turn it on. I've got to look in the cupboard now. This is always fun when there's no one here to ask. Okay, let's see what we can find. I bought those some tea bags and I forget what they are now. I haven't opened them yet. They're ginger and something. Now, what's this? I think that might be tea. What's left of the tea? Oh no, I reckon that's, no, that's milk. That's the end of that packet, so. At least you can tell the milks, although if you've got fancy flavoured things, you don't know which is which. You can have some very interesting combinations. I really ought to get some. It's no good me putting it in a certain order because what happens is other people use it. This is the trouble. I don't even know if I've got any coffee. I should have. If I can, I'll have to use an instant sachet. Let's have a look over here. Oh, what's this? Oh, everything's going to fall out. My bag of flour needs to be out there. What's this? I think this must be coffee because I think the tea must be all nearly all gone by now. If it's tea, that's fine. I'll just have tea instead. I won't put the milk in first, just in case. Because I don't like the cream stuff in tea. It's quite disgusting. I just will use ordinary skimmed milk. Why aren't you working? Oh, you are. Smell it already. It's not that I can't smell the hot coffee, I can actually smell the tea. That's alright. Nice cup of Tassimo tea. Never goes up amiss. that, and then put the milk in first. I remember when the kids were young, I think I might have told this story on here before. They all know that if they're eating sweets when they shouldn't be, if they used to be eating sweets when they shouldn't be, I could smell it. Like if they had a fruit sweet, I could walk upstairs and halfway across the landing and smell it. And you know what it's like when you can't see. It's not that your smell is better, the sense of smell, it's just that you use it more, so it's more highly developed. Like hearing, really. And so they knew not that they couldn't get away with crap like that. And Connor told me recently that he said one day I'd made him a cup of tea, I think it was about 8, and he went and tipped it in the sink, and he said, and I said, why didn't you drink your tea? And he said, how did you know I didn't drink it? And I told him I could smell it. Well, at that point I wouldn't be able to smell it. Coffee, yes, but tea, I was like from one end of this room to the other. She's not huge, it's not a big room, but it's far enough away that I could not smell if someone tipped tea down the sink, because tea hasn't got a very strong smell. But I think what it was is actually I heard it. I don't know why I didn't tell him that. But I heard it. I think I heard it tip into the bowl. And if he wanted to get away with it, he should have just put it in the bowl before, and then the tea would have just gone into the water, if you see what I mean. But I actually heard some tip before it landed. So he didn't get away with it. There's no spilling or anything. As well, there shouldn't be. Okay. Just checking. There. My tea now. Right, everybody, I'm going to take this in there. Where's my phone? Oh, it was on the cooker, wasn't it? We've got no biscuits or anything. I don't really eat biscuits. Actually, we might have a ginger biscuit. Because when I ordered Tesco's last week, they sent them instead of Richard Hill's. But Obi has been known to eat a whole packet of biscuits. There's 2 biscuits. Thank you, Obi. Oh, no, they're Hobnobs. I don't want them. Are they Hobnobs? Yeah, he likes them. He loves Hobnobs. I do like them, but I don't really want them in my tea because they leak. They leak bits of oats or whatever, granules into your tea, which I don't like. That's 2 biscuits. Obi says he doesn't like sweet things, but he sure knows how to polish off a bag of biscuits. Sometimes I just fancy the ginger nut then. Never mind. I'm better off without it because it's probably full of crap. Now, where did I put my tea? Here it is. Oh, it's off the floor. Spilt some on the floor. I've got a bit too much milk in that tea. Oh, it's nice though. Let me just wipe the spillage. I didn't realise it was as full as that, because it doesn't come out very full with the tea, but I think it's because these floor wipes are marvellous things. I buy packets and packets of them. I'm down to my last 2 packets. So Tesco's, there we go, there's a little wet patch. And Tesco's delivery is in order. I can't run out of wipes. If I run out of everything else, I can't run out of floor wipes. I use them everywhere. I use them on cleaning the toilets, cleaning up cat sick, dog sick, whatever. One of the cats have been sick in their room this morning. So not only have I had to deal with dogs pee, dogs crap in the run, cats poo in their tray, I've also had to clear up a pile of cats sick. I get all the good jobs while everyone else is out enjoying themselves. What am I doing? On my hands and knees clearing up puke. Lovely. Obi's at a wedding. The kids are out with their dad. Well, they're not out. Connor's at work, actually, to be fair.
but they're over there. And where am I? At home, cleaning up puke, crap, pee. Anything else, anybody? I hope you're not eating your lunch. It's a bit late for that, I guess. It's a beautiful sunny day now. I'm just sitting by my back door. Well, patio doors, but it's really my... It acts as my back door. Or they do. Hello. Oh, God. Not you two. Anyway, everyone. That's enough of me rambling on. I went to say waffling and rambling and it nearly came out as wombling. Maybe that's a new word for me on Audio Boo. Wombling on. Okay, hope you're all having a good weekend, everybody, and I'll speak to you soon.